This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 24th day of August, 2015. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you with a recorded report from Monday morning, about an hour and a half before the broadcast starts. I will be calling in live later via a connection in Chicago. David Knight will be hosting the broadcast. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we saw Asian stock markets plunge massively in their trading. Now we will have more intel as the U.S. stock market opens. Obviously, by the time you hear this report, the stock market has opened. In the futures market, the stock market was down 800 plus points in the futures market. Falling market tide is lowering all boats around the world. Oil has sunk in its price yet again, another 4%. This is massive. But regardless of all the current technicals, it's key to understand that Infowars.com and our family of guests and researchers absolutely predicted this with precision. And it's not about the laurels that we predicted what is happening. It's about the fact that we know what the problem is and we know how to fix it. That's why we toot our horn and explain that we're the ones that expose this more accurately than anybody else. This is an orchestrated global financial consolidation, and the globalists are giving themselves the literally hundreds of trillions in different currencies by devaluing the currencies and giving themselves first use of it. They are also, through the private central banks, consolidating control, giving themselves 0% interest. They are rigging all the major markets. It's come out in the news that the stock markets are rigged, that the rates are rigged, that the entire system, the currency markets are rigged. And beyond that, they are now going to hold everyone hostage as this global financial crisis deepens. Wait for it. When the yuppies and the retirees and everybody else sees that their 401ks are massively devalued here in the next few weeks, and as the stimulus fails to work by design, as this bubble begins to implode, they're going to come in and call for a global rescue package and world emergency summits of the G20 and of central banks to offer their solution. Accelerated integration of Asia, Europe, and the Americas. Accelerated, quote, cooperation and a global stimulus emergency package of $100 trillion over the next 10 years to help finance recovery. That money will then be selectively given from one hand to the other, from one hand to the globalists, to their other hand, to selectively only develop economic operations in sectors that they're in control. And then you will get jobs working for them. It's the same thing they've done in the third world over and over and over again. This formulae is known. We got the IMF World Bank documents in 2002 where they said, next, we're going to start doing this to the West. And then I told you 5 years ago, I talked to a billionaire, a major defense contractor owner, and they said, look, within 5 years, there won't be an America. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, you know what I mean. Listen to your own show. It's dead on. You're going to be very, very famous if you can basically stay alive. And you've heard all the guests. You've heard the intel. You've heard it all. We've broken it down. This is engineered, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dent, just 2 weeks ago, said it was on. We'll be back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
China is the greatest bubble in history. It is finally coming unraveled. That's why I am confident that we are within, I'd say, weeks of the global bubble bursting again. I think the U.S. markets are going to start heading down by early September, probably peaking in the next week or two. So I think this is happening.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones reporting to you from the road via audio Skype. You are listening to this worldwide Monday, the 24th day of August, 2015 transmission on over 170 affiliates across the United States, WWCR Global Shortwave, and of course the internet streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as TV satellites that we have already fired up that we'll be announcing the coordinates to in the next 2 weeks. We have been building towards launching the TV network during the financial collapse. I have told everyone that I plan to launch it during the beginning of the collapse. It has now happened, ladies and gentlemen, because for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. We are that opposite and equal reaction. Now, everyone knows that ad nauseum we have predicted exactly what's now happening. Number one, that's not hard to do because the globalists act like we're 5 years old and write about it in their internal periodicals and in their own publications, which are available but not widely distributed. So their plan to leverage the world, create 2.2 quadrillion in derivatives, get every major government of the West to sign on to it, to hold the public hostage with too big to fail, is a public plan. Derivatives have only gotten worse since the last crisis of 2008. This crisis undoubtedly is going to massively dwarf what we saw in 2008. Now, the globalists don't even know exactly how they're going to carry this out. They know they've engineered it. They know they're going to consolidate power out of the collapse. They know they're going to call for global SDR, new global taxes, to backstop the economy and create a new bubble. But once they trigger the current phase of the crisis, they're orchestrating the larger phase, the larger continuum. But when they get into a new phase of the crisis, they gauge it first, do trial balloons to decide exactly what they're going to pull. But in general, we know what's going to happen. This may be the beginning of the true mega implosion. Or they may get some more banker bailouts, steal trillions more from the different countries, consolidate the economy, create an IMF World Bank Emergency Slush Fund, which they then give to their own pockets as, quote, a worldwide stimulus package, and then quasi-stabilize Chinese, Japanese, U.S., and European markets for another 6 months, a year, maybe 2 years. But the smart money says that's not what's happening because the elites are running around, as we've told you, like chickens with their heads cut off. Remember 2 months ago, I shot the video headline, Total Emergency Alert. I've said emergency alert before, but never total emergency alert in 20 years on air. Total emergency alert. The elite are literally going to their bunkers, their airstrips, their northern Canada redoubts, their Cook Island redoubts, their armored fortresses, one of the biggest houses in the world with 4-foot-thick concrete walls and huge bars on the windows with an underground base, admittedly in the Ozarks, connected to the Defense Department. I mean, there is a lot of whacked-out stuff going on, and elites are buying gold and silver like it is going, you know, to the moon. We have got armored vehicles getting delivered everywhere, Marines and Army training for civil unrest, the Pentagon admitting they're preparing for it, with George Soros trying to cause a race war triggered by attacking the police. I mean, we've got a lot of different things coming together right now. We've got forced inoculations being announced all over the world, from Australia to the U.S., from California to Australia. We've got the planets aligning. We have Al-Qaeda being turned loose worldwide to attack Christian and non-radical Muslim targets. It is unprecedented. But remember, we had Mr. Dent on 2 weeks ago. I believe it's to the day. We'll put the article up with the YouTube on screen right now. 2 weeks ago, I believe to the day, he came on and said, 2 weeks, it's a dead cat bounce. Look at the charts. And you can look at the one-year chart, the five-year chart, the month chart. You can see the dead cat bounce, and now it's headed straight down. 1,000 points last week. When trading opens up, as I'm recording this right before we go live, David Knight is going to be in studio live. I'll be calling in from a connection in Chicago. I'm recording this basically at the airport via audio Skype 2 hours before the show starts. So I'll be in the air when the show starts. I'll be landing about an hour in, and as soon as I can, I've got a two-hour layover. After I clear customs, I will be calling in via audio Skype or video Skype from O'Hare. So we're going to be tracking all of this as it unfolds, but they may close the stock market today. They may have a bank holiday this week. Anything is possible. They may keep it open and let it go all the way down 2,000-3,000 points. I mean, this route could be massive. We're going to find out what happens today. I don't know if they're going to decide to buoy it or they're going to decide to let it fall. But China, basically lowering their currency, yuan, I always pronounce it wrong, is the signal that they are not going to hold up the dollar anymore. And notice China is ceasing, basically cutting back almost nothing, their purchase of U.S. Treasury notes. all of this signals what we already saw in the tea leaves building up to this. We should have collapsed a long time ago, but they artificially pumped this bubble up to where now, when the bubble goes, it is going to be ultra massive. And we see all of these paramilitary preparations. Clearly, they're looking at staging race riots during an economic collapse to act like the race riots caused the economic collapse. And they're trying to stir up the giant disenfranchised inner city populations to basically go out and start looting, and thugs of every ilk to join forces and go out and engage in criminal activity to further destroy confidence. So again, the globalists will get up on TV and talk about confidence all day and talk about buying into their bubbles all day, or they'll say you're killing confidence, when in truth they're the ones that have created this global bubble and suck people into their confidence to defraud them. If you read the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked, it's like an owner's manual to tyranny. In 2002, it talks about once they turn the money off, once they implode an economy, once they give the green light in a country to the media that the mega banks control to say that there's a panic, they will then come out and say to everyone, oh my gosh, you know, look at this riot in the street. The police can't do anything. That will then spread. The police will be ordered to stand down like they were done in several U.S. cities this year, like Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, and other areas. And then when that carnage spreads, it will further destroy confidence and drop the market artificially to below what it's even worth. Maybe 50%, 60%. I'm not saying that's happening today. That's the next phase. Then the globalists will come in with a police state, clean that up, and be the saviors, jack the market back up some, and then take major profits on the backs of those that were panicked. So this is how they operate. And we know, because it's called in the 100-point-plus plan, the IMF riot. The IMF World Bank calls it the IMF riot because they will then trigger and green light through their agitators, through their city organizers like Obama, Saul Alinsky techniques. This is all IMF World Bank runs. When the big foundations fund all these leftist groups, they will trigger the riots, call them racial, use a few bad apple cops as the excuse. All hell will break loose to further destroy confidence. So the next phase, and you can see this being lined up, is the IMF riot, ladies and gentlemen. And you can see they've already primed the detonators with their Black Lives Matter and other operative groups all over the United States, sucking useful idiots in for the next phase. This is an extremely critical time right now. Here's the good news. We know the game plan. And if folks will simply realize that InfoWars.com and the brain trust of people we have and researchers we have and analysis we have and focus on history that we have, that if the military and the police and the good people in the government listen to us, who are compartmentalized, and if the general public will listen to us, this paradigm will fail and will fall. We have the enemy plan. They've done this not in dozens, but hundreds of third world countries, sometimes over and over again in just the last 30 years. They have perfected this takeover plan. For people that aren't researched, this sounds like quantum mechanics, or it sounds like equations or something. It's not. It is a shake and bake operation where they know exactly what they're doing with a formula, just like you go to the cupboard and get the pancake mix and you add one egg or two eggs and milk, you stir it up, you put it in the pan, and you get pancakes. I mean, they are following a recipe. They are following a program. As General Benton K. Parton used to say, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, that the globalists were creating a program to implode the country incrementally, get us dependent on welfare, then have the inner cities riot, and then bring in martial law after that next phase. And they want to steal your pension funds. They want to impoverish you, but they've got to pose like the saviors so they can skim off those and federalize them so they can then transfer the wealth to the offshore banks. We'll be back after this break. I'll do one more segment. Then we'll go live to David Knight waiting in studio. This is recorded. David Knight will be live in studio at 11:33 Central Standard Time. Stay with us.
are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
Disney.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we've been distracted with Jenner, while we've been distracted by the word boy and girl being hurtful and hate-filled, our water's been poisoned. Our environment's been taken over. We're living in a science fiction movie where we're eating genetically engineered food that rats get cancer when they eat it. And while we've had our future basically stolen, while a breakaway civilization has created high-tech reservations with diplomatic immunity above the law, while we've been living in the dark, while we've been sleeping, while the establishment lives, while they've been planning our world, a huge mountain of debt, more than 2.2 quadrillion, has been created. We have been signed on to it. Since the 2008 crisis, they have accelerated the exact same policies that now brought us to this point. So wait for it. Wait for the stock market bailout talk. Wait for the banker bailout talk. Wait for the city bailout talk. Wait for it. And here's how it works. The person down at the local level is told, keep the system going at all costs. The establishment wants to stabilize things. Write more tickets, take more houses, consolidate more, raise taxes. All of that actually only shuts down the economy that the globalists don't control. And so that's the bottom line here. The people that are in control of our civilization, the people that are driving the policy, have a set plan to create giant bubbles that they ride up as the insiders, that they consolidate power with, that they make fortunes that dwarf anything we've ever heard of, so they can have yachts bigger than battleships and 20 helicopters apiece and 100 mistresses, and they can be above the law. And then they tell us through their liberation theology colleges that someone driving a nice car is greedy and bad. And they sick the giant, dumbed-down, unwashed masses on what's left of the middle class. This is global domination. This is the world being captured. This is economic warfare. And out of this global crisis, this is clearly the beginning of the implosion of the worldwide bubble. May not be this year, may not be next year. They may just get more power and milk more control out of this. But it's impossible to ever prop up these bubbles. And the establishment knows that and has been digging in to transfer us to a command and control economy, to a system where the insiders are, again, above the law, tax exempt, and get to keep their wealth, and everyone else is impoverished and basically has our rights stolen. If we do not get the word out that this is engineered, this is one more step towards a world government run by private central banks. They needed a global crisis to then demand a global solution of a worldwide SDR tax based on carbon credits, wellhead taxes, and money transfers. And carbon taxes and money transfers will track everything you do, and when the global government has the power to automatically debit and tax off of your digital currencies, you have a true world government with a world religion, with a world army. Notice the Pope just came out and called for a one world government 2 months ago and carbon taxes and communism and socialism, basically, and said if you don't open up your borders and give people stuff free, you're bad. But the Vatican is sovereign and doesn't open up its borders. He said that because they're getting ready to make the move. And notice we had the Pope here announcing that he's going to be here on the 24th of September, right in the middle of the global meltdown. So again, it's all being announced. The globalists are making their moves. This is it. This is an incredible time to be alive. I'm taping this before the stock market opens. As soon as I land in Chicago and clear customs, I'll call in the second or third hour with my analysis with David Knight. We're clearing the decks here at InfoWars. This is absolutely key, and we have the answers. We successfully predicted this by the grace of God. Thank you all. We'll be back with David Knight live in the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this Monday, the 24th day of August 2015, is such a key day because it's when confidence is lost. And the globalists can prop up the Chinese market. They can prop up the U.S. market. They can prop up the European market. They are choosing not to do it. And we're about to go to David Knight live. And then I'll be back live as soon as I get through customs. I'm about to board a plane. But what I'm getting at here is don't have fear. We're here telling you this so you have a jump on it. It'd be like knowing if somebody was coming to rob your house, you'd be ready for them. Or the police would be ready for them. We're giving everybody the jump here. We gave everybody the jump. And now we're going to give everybody the breakdown of how the globalists run this formula and how we can stop them. That's why they're always stalling us, saying there's no world government, there's no private IMF or World Bank, you know, the CFR doesn't exist. When I was first on air 20 years ago, they said the CFR didn't exist. People didn't know the Federal Reserve was private. They said it was anti-Semitic, and you said that the Federal Reserve was private. Now everybody knows. The point is, because of the Patriots, not just me, but Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin, people like Matt Drudge and WorldNet Daily and countless others, folks understand what's happening. People understand the truth. They're aware of what's going on. A core of people, a few hundred million worldwide probably, If we now just get the word out to everybody else, the globalists won't be able to carry out this program of global impoverishment, of global Cloward and Piven to domesticate us and make us dependent like literal prisoners. So the good news is we're not flat-footed here. We knew this was coming. And now we need to understand that our stock as patriots, as anti-globalists, as true nationalist sovereign promoters of basic freedom and common sense and family, that our stock's going up. And we don't need to be arrogant about it. We need to be leaders about it and state that we understood that was happening, get out of the cognitive dissonance, get out of the mind control, and take action now. All right, I'm signing off. I'll be calling in live if I'm able to, should be able to. I have a two-hour layover in Chicago. I should see you sometime in the 1 o'clock hour. God bless you all now. David Knight in the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas.
And again, that's Alex Jones. He's reporting on the road. That was recorded earlier. He is in the air while we're on the air, but he's going to be joining us in the third hour, unless there's any problems with traveling. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Harry Dent, who is going to break down what he's told us in the past, what the fundamentals are on this. We've got a lot of people that have been on the Alex Jones show recently talking about how they expect a massive market sea change coming up in September. This is a bit early. Is this the change that everybody's been expecting, or is this just the beginning of a massive change? There's an article up on InfoWars.com. Black Monday, stock markets collapse amid global sell-off. Peter Schiff, Ron Paul, and others warned this would happen. This is an article by Kit Daniels. And you can look at this article. You can see many of the recent interviews that we've had with people saying that this is exactly the sort of thing that was going to happen. And of course, this morning, there was an article by Paul Joseph Watson from an analyst saying we are now in a full-on market crash. And this morning, when this article came out, they were pointing out that last week, the Dow Jones lost 6%. It tumbled more than 1,000 points. It actually went down 888 points the last 2 days of last week. And there's a quote there from, when a market tips into a crash on a Friday, what typically happens is that thousands or even millions of investors who believe the mainstream media didn't see it coming spend the weekend stewing over their investments. Many of them decide to bail out come Monday. It would not be surprising, he says, to see the Dow Jones Industrial drop by 800 to 1,000 points in one day. Well, now we've been there, we've done that. This morning when it opened up, it dropped 1,000 points, largest single day decline in history. That's an article from Kurt Nemo up on InfoWars.com. They point out that it fell 6.6%. This is when it fell today. And, of course, this triggered some interesting checks. There was also in China, they actually put in brakes to keep the market from falling further. Even in the United States, we had Rule 48 invoked for the very first time in history. The Dow and the SP were halted momentarily to keep that from happening. This is a flash crash rule that was put in place after the flash crash of 2010. And this is the first time they have invoked that. So what's going on in China? Let's look at China first. Global stock shock. China's stock market crash accelerates, down 8.5% as a panic in global markets accelerate. As they point out, a sign of a panic is when traders place a higher probability of volatility in the short term than the longer term. They say that's what we're seeing now. The short-term premium is nearly 20%. It has been higher only during the worst of the 2008 crisis, the flash crash in May 2010, and near the low in August 2011. To put this in perspective, another article points out that this is from Pete Sweeney. China stocks give up year's gains as national team stays on the bench. They point out Chinese stock market slumped today, with even some state media saying the government rescue attempts had now failed. Chinese markets were down more than 9% during the day, had only slightly recovered by the close of trading in China, because they're closed now. The worst daily performance since 2007, a hair's breadth from the worst day since 1996. This comes after markets lost 11% last week. So understand that. 11% last week, 9% today in China. The downside was limited mostly by rules that prevented any given stock from losing more than 10% in a day, and by the fact that many company shares are still under trading halts. 80% of China's tradable stocks hit the downside limit during the day. So understand, they've got checks when a stock falls more than 10% in a day, and 80% of the stocks had that check go into effect today. So again, 11% last week, 9% today. It would have been much further probably if they hadn't had those halting trades, those stops in there. And again, 80% of the stocks hit that. They say exchanges not only gave up all the gains made from Beijing's unprecedented stock market rescue in July, in which hundreds of billions of Chinese state dollars were ordered into the market, they have now also for the first time entered negative territory for the year. Now, hundreds of billions of dollars, it was actually $141 billion that Goldman Sachs estimated that Beijing put in to prop up the markets this year. That is all going on the wayside. Now, what is the U.S. administration doing? Well, there's an interesting link on the Drudge Report about our Treasury Secretary. And I want to play you a clip of what he has to say. Let's play that clip, guys. This is Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary of the Obama administration.
But I will say that China's markets are still pretty much separated from world markets. They're obviously moving towards being more integrated, but right now they're not. So you're not going to, I don't think, see the direct linkage there. I think the concern that is a real one is, what does it mean about long-term growth in China?
Yeah. Okay, so that was the beginning of July. That is our clueless Lew. That is Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary of the Obama administration, speaking to the liberal think tank Brookings Institution, explaining to them how there is no connection between our market and the Chinese market. There you go. Now, the 1,000 points that was lost at the beginning of trade today is now recovered up to, it's now down to 150 points. And so the question is, what's going to happen for the rest of the week? Before we do that, though, let me continue talking about Clueless Lew here. This is a guy, he's 60 years old. He's only had 2 years in the business sector. He's a lawyer by training. He's a Democrat Party apparatchik by profession. This is a guy who's been an advisor, an assistant to a lot of different politicians. He's hung out in the Democrat Party, except for 2 years when he was COO of Citibank. And I don't know if that was a payoff of things that he had done or anticipation of things that he would do for Citibank. After that, he moved back to the Obama administration. And then with absolutely no experience in business, really, except for that 2 years. Remember, the guy is 60 years old. He's had 2 years. He went straight to the top of Citibank without any business whatsoever. Any business experience, I should say. No economic training. This is the guy who goes to the top of Citibank for 2 years, then becomes our Treasury Secretary, then last month tells the Brookings Institute that, of course, China's markets don't affect us. Of course they do. I mean, you don't need a business or economics degree to understand that a massive economy like China is going to have an impact on everyone. It's absolute insanity that he would say that. How disconnected, how clueless can you be? Well, it can get even worse. We've got Bernie Sanders, who tweets out that this is all the chickens coming home to roost, the results of unfettered free trade. Unfettered free trade. Okay. And it's not a result of government manipulation of the markets, as we pointed out. It's not a result of unicorn currencies. It's not a result of artificially propped up interest rates. You know, since 2008, the Federal Reserve has essentially rigged the markets with 0% interest rates, while the banks, the big banks, are loaning the stuff out at usury rates. They're car loans, house loans, for the most part, especially credit card loans, are at levels that would have been illegal before Jimmy Carter was president. We never allowed banks to charge more than 10%. Now you're lucky if you can get something less than 10%, or if you can even get a loan. Because the other part of this, of course, is that Dodd-Frank, in the name of reform, that's the kind of reform we got from the Democrats, is that we're going to take care of Wall Street. Yeah, they took care of Wall Street. They made it impossible for mom and pop to get a home loan pretty much without going through a mountain of paperwork so onerous that most of the small banks have been driven out since Dodd-Frank came in. Too much regulation for them to process home loans, or most types of loans for that matter. Only the big banks can afford to do this. So using regulation of Dodd-Frank, they've essentially shut down the credit market. They have shut down a lot of their competitor banks. Meanwhile, they get the money for free. What do they do with it? Are they loaning it out to and to activate the economy? No, because of these loans, these laws, they're not loaning anything out. They're keeping the money on deposit with the Federal Reserve, where they can earn some money. They're not investing it. So that's why we're not seeing anything there. But, of course, as Alex is breaking down what is behind this, we're looking at the numbers here that happened today. But, of course, we've been talking about this for a very long time. As I mentioned, you can see that story on Infowars.com, the multiple interviews that we've had with economists, with Ron Paul, with others, talking about what is behind this. And, of course, this is something that has been rolling on for a very long time. A lot of people have seen this coming for the obvious reasons. This is a controlled economic takedown. They want to have economic chaos. You can look at the stories throughout the world of massive migration into the first world. This creates both a social and an economic problem, an inability to assimilate the people quickly enough, and an inability to be able to provide for them. It creates economic crisis. It divides the population. It balkanizes the population. We had over 3,000 people that were picked up in the Mediterranean trying to get into Italy just in one day this weekend. So this is happening all over the Western world. This is a planned economic takedown. Now, what's going to happen from here on out? One more economic article here. From panic to judgment day, investors struggle to describe the route. This is from Bloomberg. They say as global markets tumbled, investors, strategists, and asset managers across the world struggled for words to describe the sell-off that wiped $490 billion from emerging market equities, that dragged Saudi stocks into a bear market, pushed Russia's ruble toward its lowest closing level on record. And so the words that they're struggling to use, we see things like panic, judgment day, carnage, meltdown, fearful, depressing, psychologically draining. One guy says it's just plain ugly. So what's going to happen with this? Well, as I said, we're going to have Harry Dent is going to be talking to us in the next hour. He correctly called that this was something that was going to happen early September. It's actually earlier. We're going to get his opinion as to whether he thinks this is the end of it. I don't think it's the end of it. I doubt that he thinks it's the end of it. I think it is just the beginning of the end of a giant, massive bubble that has been put into place. And, of course, we see that our government believes that as well. You can read the signs of that behind what they're doing. The massive urban military drills that we see everywhere. The divide and conquer strategy, predominantly along race lines, but also the black versus blue. When they militarize the police, they are interacting with people with over-the-top brutality in many cases, picking situations like the one in Ferguson, where it's not a clear case necessarily, but they want that ambiguity because then that fosters this kind of division again. If it's a clear case of a murder, they don't pay attention to that. They go to the ones where it's not a clear case, and they make that the biggest issue. Then, of course, we have the black versus white. Look at how the media pushed all of this Confederate flag issue to the nth degree. And as I mentioned before, the massive influx of immigrants throughout the West, that's what we've been looking at. That's what is something that's what we have to be concerned about. Now, there's an article on Drudge Report, and I thought this was interesting. This is from the former advisor, a former advisor to Gordon Brown in the UK. He's the former prime minister of the UK, Gordon Brown is. So stock up on canned food for a stock market crash. Now, how many times do you see a stock market crash where you have people advising to stock up on food? See, Damian McBride doesn't think that this is going to be just a stock market crash. He thinks this is going to be something far worse. And of course, the governments across the world have been preparing for this. They have also been instigating this. That's what we've been trying to tell you. This is a former advisor, Gordon Brown. He's urged people to stock up on canned goods and bottled water as stock markets around the world slide. This is from The Independent in the UK. Damian McBride appeared to suggest that the stock market dip could lead to civil disorder or other situations where it would be unreasonable for someone to leave the house. He gives three pieces of advice. Number one, get hard cash in a safe place. Don't assume that banks and cash points will be open or bank cards will work. Number two, do you have enough bottled water, tinned goods, other essentials at home to live a month indoors? If not, get shopping. Number three, agree on a rally point with your loved ones in case transport and communication get cut off, somewhere you can all head to. Again, this is a guy who worked as the senior advisor for the former Prime Minister Gordon Brown in the UK, telling people, get prepared. He clearly sees this as the people that we've been talking to here at InfoWars. He clearly sees this as not only an economic bubble crash, but something that could get much, much worse. And that's what we've been telling people. So let me tell you that we still have this sale on Silver Bullet. If you want to prepare, you need things, not only water, not only food, but you need some things that are going to help you medically. You need things that are going to help to keep you in good health so that when you go into a situation like this, you're not automatically looking to see where you're going to get your next supply of some kind of a pharmaceutical that's not going to be available. Try to get yourself in as good a health as possible. Try to have things on hand that are going to help you in an economic crisis. We have through Wednesday still this sale on Silver Bullet, 30% off, or if you buy two, you can get two for free. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. If you buy two, you get it at 50% off because you'll get four bottles. If you buy one, you can get it at 30% off. That's our Floidal Silver product, 30 parts per million, and a pure base of deionized water. So right now you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. You can also stock up on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We're going to be back. We're going to break this down farther, and we're going to have Harry Dent joining us in the second hour. Alex Jones will be back with us.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, August 24th, 2015. A day that began with about a 1,000-point drop in the stock market. It was down a little bit over 6%. Articles were coming out saying that the New York Stock Exchange would totally suspend trading for 15 minutes if it dropped to 15%. So they were very concerned that it was going to happen at that point. It has now rebound to being down about 1% for the day. 169 points down. But understand that just as we saw with China last week, they lost 11% of their stock market value over the week and 9% today. It would have been far worse if they had not stopped trading on most of the stocks. 80% of the stocks fell by 10%, and that automatically triggered a stop trade on those stocks. So it could have been far worse today. Nevertheless, we're still looking at 9% in a single day after 11% for a week. Here's an article from Bloomberg. Here's what usually happens to markets after the S&P 500 drops 5% in a week. They say last week was a brutal one. Of course, the stock market tumbled here 5% for the week. And again, at the beginning of the day, it tumbled 6%. It is now down 1%. They say a weekly drop of more than 5% has only happened 28 other times since 1980. And, of course, we had a drop today of more than that. They say, on average, the market is relatively flat the next week. It is up 1.65% over the next 4 weeks, up close to 5% over the next 12 weeks. They say it's also important to note that 60% of the time, the index moves higher the following week. Well, we have yet to see that. It is still down 1%. This is halfway through the day. When I came in this morning, looking at the news monitors that we have here at about 8:30 when they started the stock market, it was like watching the ball drop on New Year's Day in Times Square. And that was basically what happened to the stock market index. It was pretty amazing to see that. Now it is climbing its way back slowly. We'll see what happens. The fundamentals, however, and what we've been warned about by expert after expert, people who really do know economics, not people like our Treasury Secretary, who says that there is no connection whatsoever between the Chinese markets and the rest of the global markets. How clueless can you get? Clueless Lou, Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary. And as I pointed out, this is a man with absolutely no economic training, no business experience. He came in as a CEO of Citibank after working his entire life as a Democratic Party apparatchik. That was not there because of his merit, folks. You don't spend all your life as a legislative assistant and a lawyer and then somehow get put in a high position at Citibank. That is a payola position. It's not there because he knows anything about economics, and he just illustrated last month how totally clueless he is about all of this. So what do you do? As we pointed out, we've got a former advisor to Gordon Brown, who is the who's a prime minister of the UK, telling people, stock up on water, stock up on food. Make sure you know how to get in touch with your loved ones in case you lose all your communications. He sees this as something that is far more than just a stock market drop. This is something that is happening now a week before we get into September. Everybody was looking at September as the time frame they felt this might happen. And, of course, you can't exactly call all of these things. You can see the underlying trends, but the underlying trends are still there. In spite of what may happen today, in spite of crash protection teams pumping the market back up to try to get it back up, even we saw what happened with that last week. We've had several weeks now. China has been trying to prop up their market. They have now lost that $140 billion that they put in there. An interesting story that was up on Daily Mail. A survivalist rides out the Washington wildfires. What do you do? He built a concrete dome home. He got in it. A 20-foot wall of fire went over him. Folks, there's reasons to prepare. And even an assistant to the former prime minister of the UK is telling you to prepare. Stay with us. We're going to be right back in the next hour with Harry Dent. He's going to be talking to us about what's ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.